Australia. How you going? That's right, man. It is NBA Australia. It's Monday, July 2nd. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull, the Brooklyn Game, and whoever else wants to pay me money. And I'm here hanging out Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, making sure you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, who's doing it better, or with Lonzo Ball in the NBA today, just while repping Australia a little bit, mate. And fittingly enough, we had to put out the bat signal for our resident Laker expert, and he's here sitting opposite me in the studio today. It's Timothy J. Hamilton. Tim, how are you?
It's been a big 24 hours. I'm okay.
Today's show is all about the insane NBA free agency, including LeBron to the Lakers, Paul George saying put an AKC, and a whole mess of other stuff. And there's the usual dumbassery. That means, the unpopular opinion of the day. And of course, our back takeouts. Get your flame grilled takes. And because it's Monday, we also finish up with a brand new Delhi review with Delhi, fresh off a massive brawl against the Philippines. All right, it's episode 146. It's NBA Australia. Let's go.
Oi, oi, oi. It's old mate Delhi over here. That's right, Manny Delhi Vadova. And you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better watch out for that Shaq attack because it is NBA Australia. We start every day with a daily whip around right there. And man, Tim, we literally flew you from Australia for this show. How's it feeling?
Fantastic. Los Angeles Lakers. I can't believe this. It took $4.5 million, but the day is finally here where Lance Stephenson plays for the purple or the forum blue and gold.
It's amazing, right? So the free agency chaos, the wash from this already for the Lakers is legitimately amazing. And we just got news right then, because we're doing this a little bit later on the Monday, of Rondo signing with the Lakers as well for 1 year. This team is now one of the most amazing and fascinating, just bizarre experiments in the history of the NBA, isn't it?
Yeah, or maybe for like TMZ Sports, but it's one of the more confusing rosters that, what's the hurry?
It's bizarre, right? Like, why are we jumping the gun so hard? It's July 2. Yeah. You know, it's July 2. We've had 2 days, like just over 36 hours of free agency, and the LA Lakers have gone, you know what? We've got LeBron. How about we surround him? Oh, wait, so you want to surround him with shooters? You feel like that's conventional wisdom. Nah, mate. Fuck that. Here's actually Rajon Rondo, JaVale McGee, Lance Stephenson, and the, 34% shooting notorious KCP.
Well, KCP obviously came with, that's been a 2-year plan that had a lot to do with LeBron.
Sure. So look, the free agency chaos, we're going to go through and grade every single deal of free agency so far. Tim, you ready for this?
Yeah.
This is going to be amazing. So, I don't know. Has there been anything that's really just jumped out to you, like from the get-go beyond LeBron?
No, it's not a fascinating... I don't think any... Most interesting players have stayed. The only thing that's sort of really noteworthy in my opinion so far is every deal LA has signed.
Sure. So, all right, let's go through it then. LeBron... This was weirdly announced as well on Clutch's unverified Twitter account.
It's verified now.
It's now verified. The old guys over there at Clutch had to go, oh, wait, dudes, shit. Is this cool? Twitter like, oh, crap, we got to back this up. So Twitter is announcing, Clutch announced via Twitter that LeBron had agreed with the Lakers on a 4-year, $154 million contract with a 4th-year player option. Tim, was this sealed by magic coming around to LeBron's house on Saturday night just to hang?
I actually think a little bit. Like, obviously, it's been something that's probably been a real possibility for 2 years. But I am also of the opinion, with no knowledge, that it's potentially something that he only really decided the day or so before. It makes sense for a whole bunch of reasons logistically. I think the only thing he needed to make sure is that Magic was going to do everything to create a contender because he was going to a team for the first time that wasn't ready.
Yep.
And maybe doesn't have that secret Kevin Love deal in the works yet. Or yep. Maybe it does with Kawhi, who knows. But I think that's what he needed, that assurance, that face-to-face sort of promise that, yes, we want to win the championship every year you're here.
Yep. I dig it. So Do you reckon the wish list that LeBron then gave Magic that night on Saturday included JaVale, Lance and Notorious KCP and Rondo?
Do you think he's involved? Or is he going, what the fuck right now?
I think he's got to sit there and go, wait, when do I actually have to sign this contract and can I back out now?
Do you know what? It's almost like the guy who does a fantasy team that doesn't pay much attention to basketball.
Yep.
So quickly signs up LeBron, has no money left and gets the players he's heard of before but doesn't realise that they've been shit for 5 years or some of them were never good at all. Just has seen a highlight pack of JaVale McGee and thinks that it's probably good basketball.
Yeah, watch the finals or the last three games. Yeah. Like, wow, JaVale McGee might be the best centre in the league.
It's very Doc Rivers GMing.
Yeah. Like LeBron just played against JaVale in the finals. Like, hey, I got to get that guy on my team. Come on, man. Same with Lance, right? So JaVale goes 1 year for the vets minimum, which is pretty weird. Like, you don't think JaVale could have gotten more money elsewhere?
He's been on the minimum the last two seasons, but in a cap-filled team. So, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it seems weird that there's no other team out there. We've been a little bit more space. Could have just gone, hey, actually, we'll pay you an extra, like, $2 million, JaVale. But at the same time, what other team are you actually out there with going, oh, yeah, JaVale McGee fits?
I know. Like, whatever bargain they got from JaVale, they blew on
Lance.
Lance.
So Lance goes 1 year, $4.5 million. Lance was literally like bought out and like he was basically in China before the Pacers bring him back, going, ah, fuck it, let's roll the dice and see how Lance goes again. And he's like, okay. And we've learned that Lance is only good if he's playing in Indiana.
Correct.
So he goes to Los Angeles. And now we're like, oh, we need to pay him $4.5 million.
I will say that LeBron has a history of keeping people like that in check and getting something good out of them. But that's also when they're based in Cleveland when there's nothing to do.
Yep.
LA is a different city.
Yep.
But what? I just don't understand the hurry. I don't understand why we've signed Rajon Rondo for something like $9 million and now released Julius Randle to make
him
unrestricted.
Given up, yeah, you've given up your cap, like the cap hold. So you've renounced the rights to him basically at this point, haven't you?
Yes.
Yep.
Why?
It's bananas. Like, you don't think
these
Randle...
deals should be a week away from happening.
Exactly. Like, you just got to let us see how the dice lie in like 5 days' time, maybe. And you feel like you, Rondo, who basically signed for no money with the Pelicans last year, what? How upset are you going to be if he goes back to the Pelicans? Like, oh, we missed out on signing Rajon Rondo.
Mm.
Like, no one wanted to sign the guy last year. And what? What is the actual like upside of him on a Lakers team when you've got LeBron having the ball all the time? You've already got Lonzo and you've already got Josh Hart as like your defensive backup point guard. Mm-hmm. What the fuck are you doing with Rondo on the team?
Well, do they know they're trading Lonzo?
Maybe.
Oh, man. And Rondo has been the last person picked up for the last two seasons for whichever team that's had a bit of cap space. There's got to be a greater thinking to what's going on, surely.
So you're more concerned about the idea that you're jumping the gun almost and just like rushing to everything and going, oh crap, Lakers need to get everybody now. It's like, no, you don't. My bigger problem is that LeBron literally said 3 weeks ago, hey man, wherever I'm like at, I just want to play around high IQ players. And the Lakers sign literally two of the lowest IQ basketball players I think I've ever watched play basketball in Lance Stephenson and JaVale McGee.
Hey, and I'm sure this has been covered already somewhere, but out of those two players, zero of them have not known the score in game one of the finals.
True. Well, I like that he's replaced JR with proto JR of Lance Stephenson or JR 2.0. Like, if there's anyone who's going to turn into JR, it's Lance.
JR with a lower ceiling and less skills.
All right, so grade those signings for me. Would you give me LeBron? That's got to be an A+, right?
Yeah.
JaVale?
Negative a million.
Lance?
A quadruple plus.
Nice. And Notorious KCP, fellow Clutch Sports client who signed for 1 year, 12 mil.
B, because I don't think people are realizing, I really think that was part of the deal.
Yep. So you're going to take him. We all get paid. Away we go.
Yep.
Nice. So Paul George goes back to OKC, 4 years, 137 mil. During a Naz house party concert, which is pretty weird.
Did you find there was an NDA that you had to sign to be at the party, but then people are just snapping shit on their phones and sending out that Paul George was staying?
So weird.
What was the NDA for?
I don't know, man. It's like, shouldn't you do the Dave Chappelle shows that they do here in New York where you actually have to put your phone in like this
in
weird sealed bag?
They do that in Melbourne now,
too. It seems weird that you just wouldn't do that at the house party.
I don't understand what Paul George is up to, unless he just wants to be a number two guy.
I feel like he's pretty... For a dude who was kind of like, hey, man, I want to play for the Lakers. I want to get that love. He's very, very quick to go, I'm pretty happy with Indiana. I'm pretty happy with OKC.
Doesn't want to be LeBron's pup. Maybe.
So best of luck there, Paul. 3 years plus one. So he's got the player option in that fourth year. Can re-up after 2 years, though, I think, when he hits his 10-year of service. And he can be extended. So this contract could actually be like 6 years for about $250 million for Paul George. 7 years, I think, maybe, actually. Yeah. So 7 or 8 years would be the entire length of the contract. Similar to how like John Wall's extension doesn't kick in until like next season and stuff like that. So
I forgot Washington even existed in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's what happens when you cap yourself out. So this is like a massive bullet dodge for the Thunder, isn't it? Like where if he had have gone, they would have just been fucked forever. And they probably would have had to trade Russell Westbrook. Whereas at least now they get 3 years of Paul George and we go, all right, man, well, Andre Roberson, he gets healthy. We've got him on one side. We've got Paul George on the other. We've got two amazing defensive wings. We've got Rusty. We've got Steven Adams. We've now got Nerlens Noel, and which is bizarre, Patrick Patterson and Melo, if they buy him out or not. So I don't know. OKC, they've got to be stoked, even though they're staring at this huge, 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 huge tax bill.
Yeah, and getting Paul George also involved, getting Westbrook to re-sign last season.
Yep.
So it's a win all round for them.
Yeah.
Amazing story.
So great that for us.
Recover from losing Durant and Harden.
Yeah. Well, I do like the joke that somehow they still ended up with the worst NBA MVP of the three that they had.
Oh. So you've
flipped. No, I'm still 100% on Westbrook. I love him so much. James Harden can go fuck himself, and so can KD. So great Paul George, though. Is that it's an A-plus for OKC.
Yeah. An A-plus.
Sure. All right, the coward, Kevin Durant, he's back to the Warriors. 1+1, 30 mil. And then another player option again. Weirdly enough, he's left $15 million on the table over the last 2 years. So he hasn't signed his max. He hasn't gone to the max. I think he could be 35.7 this year, instead he's just 30. Pretty good. Gives those billionaires over there in Golden State, we're going to cut them a little bit of slack and get paid a little bit less.
It's the reality of the cap. Yeah, and gross. It's enabled them to keep Iggy and Livingston, and it'll help them to get younger this season. I think it's awesome.
Yep. So what do you reckon for that signing? That's going to be great for the Warriors, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's always going to happen. A, because it's not as interesting.
Chris Paul, Houston, 4 years, $160 million. Sure thing. Do you want to pay Chris Paul $40 million a year when he's 36?
No, it's the same as Paul George, and it's the same as, well, not so much KD, because he's really worth it, but you have to do it. Of course he's going to do it, and of course they're going to do it. They already agreed to it a year ago.
Sneaky, sneaky.
And if you get a championship and then you have to pay Chris Paul in 4 years, fine.
At least he can still spot up and make a good pass, I guess. Maybe play some okay defense.
There's no such thing as an untradeable contract. I hate when people say that shit. If Rashard Lewis and Gilbert Arenas, well, they actually got switched for each other, but there are places for everybody. Chris Paul will be somewhere else if he has to be by then. Probably on some sort of banana boat team that LeBron is really carrying, because out of the four superstars, there's only like 1.5 left.
Which is remarkable, really, out of that banana boat. Well, out of the rest of it even, it's like bizarre how Melo just fell off a cliff. D-Wade fell off a cliff. And you've kind of got like LeBron just kind of like, hey, man, I'm still like amazing. Even, I guess he is the one who didn't go to college.
Hang on.
So it makes sense.
Dwayne Wade's a free agent.
He is.
Oh, they're both. Wade and Melo are going to go a bit on the Lakers, aren't they?
They are. Banana boat, baby. God. So Chris Paul to Houston, what do you reckon for a grade on that one?
A.
Nice one. DeAndre Jordan goes to the Mavs, 1 year, 24 mil. Dude hated the Clippers so much, right? He just like, you know what? I'm opt out of this. How much are you going to pay me? 24 mil. Hey, guys, can you give me 24 million for this year? And I'll just sign 1 year. That's fine. And they're like, yes, sure. That's how much he hated playing for the fucking Clippers. It's amazing.
Nah, is Chris Paul and Blake Griffin lock him up in his house.
And then bounce.
Make him stay, and then they're the first two to go.
Like, oh, poor DJ. I think it's great for the Mavs. They've got Luka Doncic. They've got Dennis Smith Jr. Now they're an awesome pick and roll center.
It's good. They'll be fun. They'll be really fun to watch.
Grade that.
A.
Nice one. Aaron Gordon back to the Magic. 4 years, $84 million for Aaron Gordon. $21 million a year.
So this isn't my original thought, but I'm hearing a lot of you sign him to trade him about that deal. Yeah, it's a reasonable deal.
It's fine.
And it's sort of like Nene for JaVale McGee with Denver.
Yep.
So I am regurgitating that from Zach Lowe or somebody, but that makes sense to me. I quite like Aaron Gordon.
He's young. He's athletic as hell.
It's cool to see him in a different team because Orlando was stupid.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Orlando, great. So what do you reckon of the Aaron Gordon?
B.
Nice one. Super Mario. Goes to the Knicks there. What do you reckon? I love this. I love Super Mario. Bang. It's so good.
No, goes to where?
1 year, 6.5 mil to the Knicks.
Yeah, Knicks. Why not?
It's great.
Get him out of that system. Get him into a much worse one.
Well, having watched him play like a bunch of times randomly, there would be all these little flashes of like, oh shit, this guy is good at basketball on the odd occasion. And then, I don't know.
Just solid rookie season.
But it seems like the team just never knew how to use him.
I don't think Frank Vogel's a very good coach.
I don't trust the Knicks to figure out how to use him either.
No, but I think a big appeal for him was Fizdale, which is cool. So
Fizdale's a lot smarter, I think, than any of the other coaches he's played for. So we'll have a lot of time for Fizz. I don't know. Do you want to keep grading these or not?
B.
Nice one, B. Alfred Payton, Pelicans, 1 year.
It's a good B too.
Nice one. Well, there you go. I like that they let Rondo walk and then just signed shitter younger Rondo. Like, all right, cool, man. Good job, Pelicans.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, grade it.
B.
Nice one, JJ Redick. Back to the Sixers, 1 year, somewhere between 12 and 13 mil for the 1 year.
A plus. I have no issues with that.
I love JJ.
He was great on the Sixers this year.
He was so good. He's perfect. Probably not defensively like all that they could want or need, especially when they go up against the Celtics for the rest of the decade.
But yeah, yes.
It's going to be tough. But you love that one?
Yeah, I think it was a good fit, and Joel Embiid can handle Redick's defensive lapses.
Sure. Grade it.
B.
Trevor Ariza, Phoenix, 1 year, 15 mil. Trev gets paid. He bounces. I love this. Is so weird. Phoenix like, oh, we need another KG veteran. I don't know what for. They've already got Tyson Chandler and Jared Dudley to be their vets, right?
Yeah. So now
Now you have like Trevor Ariza, maybe taking away playing time from Josh Jackson and co. I just don't get this one at all. But whatever.
No, I do not either. I get it for Trevor Ariza.
Yeah, Trevor Ariza gets paid for that 1 year, 15 mil.
It's the most confusing deal of free agency. It's the most confusing deal since Magic Johnson took over as GM for the Lakers.
Lance Stephenson, 1 year, 4.5.
15 million for Trevor Ariza. What's he giving you? The 15 doesn't matter. It's 1 year, but what's he? Why? Why do they want him so bad?
At what point of his career have you heard anyone say, oh, Trevor Ariza is like a great defensive mentor to young players? What? Since fucking when? Never. I don't know, man.
Lakers champion.
Yeah, Lakers champion, Trevor Ariza. This is what? He's like ninth team? Something like that?
It's
ridiculous. Starting off on the Knicks.
I remember last year, I'm like, God, he's been at Houston for a while. I'm like, wait a minute. And then I realized he'd come back at the entire league in between.
I dig it. Grade Ariza.
From whose point of view?
Not Phoenix's.
A.
Jesus. Will the Thrill Barton. I love this. 4 years, 50 mil. Stays in Denver. Took a bit of a bet on himself. Paid off. I love Will the Thrill.
Yeah, I knew you'd say something positive about that because that's a shit deal, but you just love that dude so much.
Yeah, and the big problem I've got with Denver is that their team isn't very good, but now everyone's like making a fuck ton of money. Like Gary Harris, Jamal Murray will be.
Jokic. Portland.
Yeah, it's Portland. It's like you're basically topping yourself at a point where I don't know how much better we're going to get.
Yeah.
You got Will Barton. You've now got Jokic making a shit ton. You've got Millsap making a shit ton. It's a lot of dudes making a shit ton of money for a team that didn't make the play. Well, yeah, missed out on the playoffs. But I mean, yes, Millsap missed most of the year, but come on. It's still pretty rough. I don't know why you wouldn't see if Will the Thrill could get a little bit more or a little bit less. Like who else do you think was actually going to pay $12 million a year for Will?
Was he restricted?
He was restricted, I think. Pretty sure he was.
You're right, because what they're gunning for the eighth seed right now.
Yeah,
so
seems weird.
And if they have to pay a little bit more than they wanted to for Will Barton to match an offer, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, Jokic, though, still only 23, so I don't know. We might have to bounce on the grades because it's just another good one, I guess.
It's a good B.
It's a good one. Bangers! Aaron Bangers Bane stays with Boston. 2 years, $11 million. Apparently the easiest free agency signing of Danny Ainge's career where they had to call him up and go, oh, you happy? And he's like, yep. They're like, do you want to stick around? He's like, yep. How's this money work for you? Oh, yeah. Bang, that was it. That was the entire conversation according to Bangers and his agent. So 2 years, $11 million for the man from Ariba.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I love it. I've actually got a new Bangers jersey as well. I'm very excited by this.
How many jerseys you got now? I noticed this one's new.
I've got the new
Simmons.
Ben Simmons one on as well. So Bangers stays with Boston. Baby Big Dog, Glenn Robinson III, signs with the Pistons. 2 years, $8.3 million. It seems like a lot of money for Glenn Robinson III.
Nothing's changed at Detroit. It's the same kind of classic Detroit deal.
Where you're like, okay, so... who have we already got? Oh, I've already got Lance Thomas. How we get like a slightly taller version of Lance Thomas and pay him $4 million a year?
This is now the third GM that just fills their team up with shit.
So weird. Fred VanVleet, back to the Raps, 2 years, $18 million.
I love Fred. That's great money for him. He bet it on himself. He bet on himself.
He did.
I would have loved to see him somewhere else as well, but I'm happy for Toronto. He's great, that dude.
Nice one. That's pretty good. Dougie McBuckets, 3 years, $22 million at the Pacers.
That's a grade of WC for who cares.
Well, look, you care if you're Indiana because you just signed another white guy. so you're fucking laughing.
Racist. I don't know what it is, but something I really like about Dougie McDermott.
There's a lot of grit, a lot of heart, plays with really high IQ.
Not athletic.
Deceptively athletic. Yeah. Ed Davis goes to the Nets, 1 year, $4.5 million. Portland. They instead sign Stauskas instead of Ed Davis. Their only good big, apart from maybe Zach Collins, they instead let him walk to the Nets, 1 year, $4.5 million. Instead, they sign Nick Stauskas, who I'm assuming is like worse Evan Turner, who shoots more threes, but not as good.
Mm.
Stauskas is horrible, man. I watched him a couple of games in person at the Nets, because remember, he was on the Nets this year. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if they're going to put Stauskas in. They'd put Stauskas in, and I'd be like, huh, I can see why people don't want to put Stauskas in. This guy sucks.
I know we're not a Nets podcast anymore, so I'm not going to go on a rant, but I really believe in Sean Marks. I'm also glad I'm not a season ticket holder right now and have to put up with this shit for 4 more years.
I think it's great, though, for Ed Davis. That's the sort of big man that you want to bring in and go, hey, Jared Allen, learn from this guy for like the next year, maybe two. Jared Allen is a fucking beast, dog.
We saw that before. We saw that with Thad Young. We saw that with Trevor Booker. Like, it's just another player that's going to be there for a bit and then not be there. We thought Thomas Robinson might really have a chance to shine in Brooklyn too.
Maybe.
Anthony Bennett.
Derrick Rose goes to Minnesota, 1 year, 2.2. That's the vet minimum. Where that's just sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's tough. Rudy Gay back at the Spurs, 1 year, 10 mil.
Yeah.
Sure. That's a bounce back for Rudy, considering he shredded his Achilles.
Spurs, man.
It's pretty great. Joe Harris, back at the Nets, 2 years, $16 million. He earned that money. He was like probably their third best player this year.
Yeah,
which is crazy. Jeremy Grant goes back to OKC, 3 years, $27 million. I fucking love Jeremy Grant. As their small, like the weird part is they've already got Patrick Patterson. They just signed Nerlens Noel. I don't know where you're now fitting Jeremy Grant on there for 3 years, $27 million, but I guess by the time you buy out Carmelo,
he's gone.
Jeremy Carmelo Grant is basically gone. Your starting power forward at this point.
Yeah, there is no room on that team for Carmelo.
Nope. Bellinelli goes back to the Spurs. Speaking of team, like dudes going back to teams, both Bellinelli and Ilyasova went back to teams that had previously had them. So Bellinelli back to the Spurs, 2 years, $12 million, and Ilyasova back to the Bucks for 3 years, $27 million. Which seems like a lot of money for Ilyasova, doesn't it? It's like, all right, cool. You got a stretchy. To be fair, no one on that goddamn Bucks team could shoot. But now you've kind of got like, what, Thon and Ilyasova at the power forward spot for the Bucks. Maybe Thon playing center as well. They can both shoot. That's what you kind of need around Giannis. Makes sense a little bit.
Yeah, they need to do a lot more. They've got a chance now with LeBron out west.
What are they, the fourth best team in the East?
Right now, I'd say, yeah.
Yeah, close. Omri Caspi to the Grizz for 1 year, sure. Gerald Green goes back to Houston for a 1 year veteran.
That's great.
Minimum.
They're great for each other.
I love that. It's perfect. He's horrible on like every other team, apart from what that 1 year in Boston where he was good for half a season.
Yeah, but he will kill people on the court if he's like what he's told to do. I love Gerald Green.
As mentioned, Stauskas to the Blazers, Nerlens Noel to the Thunder. We quickly mentioned that. It's 2 years for Nerlens Noel. Seems weird, but I mean, if you believe in the Thunder's developmental staff, who, you know, they turned Steven Adams into one of the better big men in the NBA.
Surge has never been as good without OKC.
So maybe Nerlens, maybe. I just don't know how much of an opportunity there is. Like, he's basically just Steven Adams' backup at this point now.
I tell you what, if they're both on the court at the same time, there's some limitations, but that's some pretty good D.
Can you imagine that, though? Rusty, Nerlens Noel, and Andre Robertson and Steven Adams on the court. None of them can shoot threes. That's amazing.
Yeah, but who cares? It's not like anyone else gets shots when Russell's on the court anyway.
So Derek Favors back to the Jazz as well. 2 years, $36 million. That's a lot of money for Derek Favors.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
And then, as we mentioned, Rondo 1 year to the Lakers for $9 million.
Don't really get that one either.
It's so weird. So who's left, Tim? Clint Capella. Back to Houston?
Surely, right? They've got to work that out.
Everyone's been basically priced out. As soon as Dallas signed DeAndre, it was all over for Clint Capella. Boogie, still left though.
I'd like to see a really high value and also very short deal at the Pelicans for Boogie. Run it back, test that Achilles, and either get rewarded afterwards or...
Can you get him for 2 years, 40?
He'd want a player option.
With a team option on the second.
No, he'd want to play it.
Player option on the second.
Interesting.
I'd like to see him at the Pelicans if he's not coming to Lakers, but we're going to read it.
And then a couple of restricted free agents as well. We had Marcus Smart restricted. Jabari Parker also restricted. Yusuf Nurkic.
Yusuf Nurkic, hello, it's Bosnian beer.
Zach LaVine also restricted. And Dante Exum over there on the Yaz. Kangaroo Kobe himself.
I'm pretty sure all of those players are going to say, oh, Marcus Smart might move on.
I reckon Smart might just end up taking a qualifying offer. Randall is now done as well. He's restricted, but they've had to give up his rights. So it's
Where's he going?
I don't know. I was actually, if the Nets hadn't have picked up Ed Davis, I was expecting a little bit of a D'Angelo Russell, Julius Randall
reunion.
But I don't think anymore. Because to be fair, like Randall would have actually fit pretty okay on the Nets. Just another playmaker around Russell, LeVert, another, you know, just another big dude who can pass pretty well and score. So they
maybe he ends
that
up on the Lakers in a shitty deal because there's just nothing out there for him.
There isn't much else space for Randall, I feel like. It's weird.
And they're playing a bit of chess because they know it.
He's going to be in Sacramento or some shit.
James, there's a unrestricted free agent that you haven't mentioned.
Is it Isaiah Thomas? Teacup Thomas? He's now unrestricted. He's going to go to Orlando and just put up 40 points a game. It's going
to
be
Cleveland.
Amazing.
Back to Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Back to the Celtics as the 12th man.
Who's your unrestricted one that you're loving?
I think he's going to the Lakers and it's Dwight Howard.
That's right. Yeah, that's weird. There's no talk about Dwight because obviously the trade between Brooklyn and Charlotte isn't actually official until July 6.
Right. So therefore he's not officially bought out.
So he's not officially bought out yet. So it's pretty weird. Wayne Ellington, Tyreek Evans, Avery Bradley. Interesting. Some pretty weird names floating around. And yeah, Isaiah Thomas, as mentioned, he can end up back on Boston, which would be very funny.
How much money is he getting?
From Orlando, I feel like it's going to be an okay kind of one. I just don't know if anyone else wants to pay the guy, right?
I reckon he's getting one of those $12 million one-year deals.
Just no one's got any space, though. It's the weird part.
Is it really at that point?
It's really at that point where it's like, he might end up with a mid-level exception, which is what, eight and a half? Oh, God. Man, that's tough, man. Back up that Brinks truck. It's going to be a pretty small truck.
He lost so much money.
Nice one. So winners and losers from free agency. What do you reckon about this, Tim? Winners, Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, and Kyle Kuzma.
Well, because they're either playing with LeBron or they're going to the Spurs. So that's win-win for all of them.
And also, they just get even more famous.
Yeah.
So much more famous.
I hope they keep Ingram because I reckon he will flourish playing with LeBron.
Other winners, Magic Johnson, Rob Pelinka.
Yep.
Magic was talking about, if I don't deliver, I'm out. In 2 years, give me two off seasons. And he lands LeBron.
Yeah, and he probably already knows who's getting next season too.
I love this. Also, other winners, the Celtics, the Sixers, and the Raptors. Don't have to go through LeBron anymore in the East.
Yeah.
Laughing. And finally, other winners, the NBA. Because you know what? It's always way more fun when the Lakers and Celtics are fucking great.
Especially if LeBron and Kyrie are head-to-head. That's awesome.
Could you imagine that? We'll get to that in a little bit. Also, final winner, the West. Because everyone who has made an All-NBA first team in the last 4 years is now in the West. Every single one.
I thought there was one exception.
No. Active players who have made an All-NBA first team. There's one exception. He's in the East. Can you name him?
An active player.
There is one active player who has made Giannis? An All-NBA first team who's in the East.
Giannis?
It is Joakim Noah.
Oh, yeah, right.
In the West, active players who have made All-NBA first teams, LeBron, KD, James Harden, Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, DeAndre Jordan, Marc Gasol, Dirk Nowitzki, and Derrick Rose. In the East, Joakim Noah.
What about Dwight?
TBD.
And Isaiah Thomas?
Dwayne Wade.
And Dwayne Wade, yeah, yep. Okay. So, and what about Vince Carter and people still floating? Well, he's in the West anyway.
He's never made a first team. Yeah. Crazy. Losers from free agency, Dan Gilbert. You got your team back. That's awesome, but it has no LeBron, and you probably just dropped about $500 million off your valuation of your franchise. So it's a tough one, mate. It's going to be amazing when he has to sell it to LeBron at a loss. Yeah. It's going to be amazing. Other losers, J.R. Smith. Have fun in China next year, J.R. Yeah. And OKC's owners, obviously other losers, staring down the barrel at $100 million in luxury tax, mostly thanks to Melo.
He's gone.
And they have to buy out Melo, $28 million. Just give him $28 million to go away. So they save $93 million, I think, total if they buy out that contract. This is also the same ownership group who stole the team from Seattle, my team, had three actual reigning, well, current NBA MVPs on their team at one time and only have one remaining. And it's kind of like, you know what? Fuck yous. So best of luck there, OKC. You're capped out and your team's shit.
Isaiah Thomas, another loser in free agency.
Definitely, definitely. That dude has just lost so much money that it's terrifying. All right, we're going to be back in just a second with some quick yenas, and that'll be just about it for today. It's awesome. This one's flying by. All right, we're back in just a second.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Stream, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, man, it's back. We're here for yeah, nah, where we take a bunch of NBA storylines and decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. And number one, Tim, as a Lakers expert, does Kobe Bryant really love, capital L-O-V-E, love this move of signing LeBron? Yeah, nah.
Yeah, nah.
Nah, he doesn't, does he? He's beside himself with anger. He's so pissy. You know that Kobe definitely has a basement somewhere in like the valley, just in the middle of nowhere. He's just bought a house and there's a basement underneath it that has just got like, it's just dedicated to LeBron. There's like, you know, it's like one of those Charlie walls of just shit points. Like, and it's all like LeBron's face in the middle of it. And it's
Pepe
like,
Sylvia.
It's like five championships is better than three. Five championships is better than three. Just like written everywhere. There's like drafts for like tweets that he's like written on and stuff and he's scribbled out. And there's like ideas for Dear Basketball 2 and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck.
The Muse Cage. The literal Muse Cage.
He
was the god of LA for 20 years. And in one day, we've already forgotten he
everybody's
ever existed.
Everybody's just bounced. It's tough. So how do you actually now feel about Kobe, like a couple of years, you know, removed from him actually playing?
I was never a fan. It was always an awkward position for me. And, you know, if what happened to him in Colorado in 2004 happened in 2018, I don't think he'd be in the league.
He would have been drummed out.
So, yeah, I don't know. I always had a hard time liking him, but he was on my beloved team.
Tough.
Much happier now.
So yeah, I've just got a sneaking suspicion there's going to be a couple of weird passive aggressive Kobe tweets in the next couple of years. Yes. Number two, does this Lakers team still, as currently constructed, have any shot of getting past the Warriors?
Yeah, nah.
Nah.
Yeah, I've got nah as well. Nah. I just can't quite see. Like, unless they get Kawhi, even then, Kawhi, LeBron, it really matters like whether or not you keep Ingram and who your point guard is. And it, like, as we've mentioned, as you mentioned, Rondo being signed maybe means that you can actually deal ball and still have like a vaguely formidable-ish kind of team. But I mean, who's playing center on this team?
Dwight Howard.
There we go. Bring him home. I'm coming home, baby. It's like, that's a lot of farts. Oh, geez. We've got, what do you got? Mo Wagner?
Zubac.
Ivica Zubac.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah, I just can't quite see this current Lakers one, though. Ingram, Hart, Kuzma, LeBron. It's kind of fun.
But they know. They've either got a plan this season or next season.
Yep, I dig it. Number three, hey, do OKC even make the playoffs with this roster?
Yeah.
I mean, they did all right this year, and Roberson comes back, presumably. You've got Jeremy Grant. You kept Jeremy Grant. You kept Paul. You probably buy out Melo, which is awesome.
That'll help.
You find someone else on the fringes, I reckon you'll be right.
They'll win the exact same amount of games they won last season.
Yep. So what do they end up? They end up like the fifth seed, didn't they?
Fourth, but then lost to the
lost
Jazz.
Lost to the Jazz. Yep. Tough one. Five. Wasn't it five that they lost?
Might have been five.
Yeah. Tough. Brutal.
No, six, because the year before when Russell was by himself, they lost in five.
Yep. Should the Sixers go all in and trade for Kawhi?
Yeah,
I reckon they should.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Great fit, I reckon.
I reckon it'd be amazing next to Simmons and Embiid.
Brett Brown.
This is so good. So the tricky thing is like Fultz, like do you really think, it really just comes down to whether or not you think that Fultz can be a complete actual difference maker in years two and three, right? Basically next year and the year after, because your title window is now, we saw it, like they were basically what, the East favorites to make the finals after the first round, after they like smoked Miami. Everyone's like, oh shit, can the Sixers actually win it this year? We'll see how we go. And I don't know, if Fultz comes back, it is like, it's on. And if he's good, shit, this is great. But if you go, all right, fuck it, take Fultz, take Dario Saric, take our Miami 2021 first rounder, get Kawhi back. God damn, man. Your ceiling is just that much higher in the
I would East. Trade the shit out of Fultz for Kawhi.
So do you think you... I feel like you have to keep, though, one of Fultz, Dario, or Robert Covington. don't you?
Yeah, the Cov.
I don't know if you can pass, like, give all three of those dudes up.
For Kawhi?
Yeah.
I probably would.
All three?
You can work it out.
You do the overpay.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Because it's weird, because if you get the assurance that Kawhi's like, you know what, actually, in Philly, that sounds pretty fucking good. I'm on board.
It's not dissimilar to gutting out a team and then landing three superstars in a free agency. Like, you, if you've got Embiid, Simmons, and Kawhi Leonard, and you book them,
they will come.
They
will come. Nice. All right, next one. Should we get rid of conferences, Tim? We've talked about this in the olden days.
Nah.
For the playoffs. Should we do it right now?
Yeah, nah. What, to help LeBron?
I'm thinking it's more to help out the East. So my big thing about this is the NBA is like, nah, bro.
Help the East.
It's all about quality of play, bro. Well, we just don't want Denver being a little bit tired after a private airplane to Miami. Like, come on, this makes no fucking sense. Like, what do you reckon the quality of play is going to be different between a slightly maybe more tired Denver or Miami team playing against each other? Or just watching the fucking Pistons in general be like the 8 seed get swept by the Raptors.
Yeah, but what happens when the time comes in 10, 50, whatever years and it's no longer, it's more balanced and we've lost that little cute tradition?
Well, it's cute tradition. I don't give a fuck. So
got to keep some of them.
I just think the sensitive to quality of play bullshit sucks.
I can't be bothered.
Yeah, plus, I just think the bottom half of that Eastern thing is always going to be kind of shit. And just, it's weird how it tends to be so crappy. And it has been for a very, very long time, right?
I just think I get really sick of journalists that have podcasts complaining about how much traveling they've had to do.
Oh, it's so tough being away from my family for 2 days.
Courtside.
Get the fuck out of here.
Press row.
Goddamn babies. Come on, this is a challenge. NBA, I'll cover it for you. NBA Australia, what's going on? And finally, well, actually second last one, was LeBron's mind made up to go to LA as soon as Jason Tatum dunked on him? Tim, yeah, nah. Yeah,
it was.
He's like, oh shit, I can't stick around in the Eastern Conference ever again. I'm done. These guys are going to kick my ass for the next 10 years. I'm not going to make the finals again. I got to go West and give myself an excuse. And that excuse is the Warriors.
I thought you were going to say when he realized T. Lou still had a timeout.
That also works.
Not
As soon as Ty Lue nodded and went, yes, we had a timeout, LeBron's like, fuck this. I'm out of here, babe.
And Magic was like, we need a putty. Hello.
Hello. Right there. Final yeah, nah, Tim. As a Lakers fan, will you ever buy a LeBron James jersey? Yeah, nah.
Well, I'm not a jersey guy, but nah, of course I would.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You love LeBron.
Be up in the rafters pretty soon. It's a full Wilt Chamberlain situation.
Oh, this is great. So to actually harp on this for just 1 second. The Lakers, though, you're the fan. It is remarkable, isn't it? Wilt Chamberlain, Philly to the Warriors. Oh, sorry, Philly Warriors to the Lakers. Then Kareem goes, all right, screw this. Going from Milwaukee, going to go to the Lakers. Shaq, Orlando to the Lakers. Now LeBron fucking James goes from Cleveland to the Lakers.
Mm. There was also Steve Nash in there, but that one.
Yeah, it didn't quite work out. Dwight Howard as well. Well, that's forcing it.
Dwight Howard was a trade, yeah. We are privileged little spoiled white kids with rich parents.
Yep.
And it's not even, it just happens every few years. We expect it.
All right, so time for the unpopular opinion of the day. Look at me.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
Even with LeBron out there, I still think Houston tops the West again next year.
Regular season. Yeah.
Yep.
Likewise.
I think they'll just be surprisingly like, oh shit, D'Antoni's still out there crushing it, and I still think they'll be really good.
Even if they got Kawhi. Yep. Same situation for this season at least.
And then finally for today, Outback Takeouts. Are you ready for a flame grilled take? Because it's Monday, and you know what that means at Outback? Today's special is Alice Springs chicken. That means roadkill emu. Only at Outback. And today's flame grilled take is LeBron James doing a 4-year contract with the Lakers is a slap in the face of Dan Gilbert and the Cavs, and that's fucking completely deserved. But also, your actual flame grilled take, your 2020 final series, will be the Los Angeles Lakers versus the Boston Celtics. Only at Outback. And there you go, Tim. That's a hell of an Outback Takeout. I don't know, 2020 final series, Lakers-Celtics. It's pretty much on the cards at this point, right? Wouldn't that be amazing, LeBron versus Kyrie?
It's inevitable.
Nice one. And also, we never got to finish our top 30 where we rank all 30 teams in order where we think LeBron ends up. We had three left. And here's how I had them ranked him.
Oh, it was too quick for you.
He actually jumped the gun because I figured it'd be Tuesday by the time we
actually
got one.
Is this a Chad Ford situation?
I re-ranked it. No, weirdly enough, I had the Rockets 3 because I'm just like, banana boat, it'd be fun. It felt like it was like a pretty good fit. Harden, Paul, and Bron would have been amazing. You have wings like Ariza and like PJ Tucker. Obviously, it was a bit of a tough one for them to do it, but I still think it would have been really, really fun. And probably given them a goddamn really good chance at knocking off the Warriors and probably a better chance than the Lakers.
Yes.
I had the Lakers number 2 because it would have been amazing. A lot of it was to do with the fame and like the extra like, you know, ability of like already got the 2 houses in LA. Kid going to high school there. He's going to love it. And he's just going to launch Space Jam 2, make $1 billion off that.
He's got 10 or 15 companies in LA as well.
He's going to be out there crushing it. It was going to be awesome. And, you know, the idea of him always wanting to be like Magic as opposed to being Jordan really just sort of
he's also
nicely.
Got himself a little bit of a business mentor in Magic now in his same office.
And then the final team in our 30 potential LeBron destinations was...
will be revealed tomorrow. Stay tuned to find out.
It was actually the Warriors, obviously, because that's... Come on, if you want to just like... How can I easily just top Jordan 6? Fuck it. I'm going to just go to the Warriors, dog. We'll just win it for the next 3 years. I'm at 6. I'm laughing. That would have been great. Everybody would have been kicking and screaming and it would have sucked.
That was your legitimate number one?
Well, it's the best potential landing spot for him in terms of like him just like racking up rings, kicking ass and being like the man. So there you go. That was all 30. You want me to recap them all, Tim? Let's do it. 30, the Kings, 29, the Grizz, 28, Pistons, 27, Hornets, 26, Orlando, 25, Dallas, 24, Atlanta, 23, Indy, 22, Brooklyn, 21, fucking Toronto. Oh, Drake. 20, Phoenix. 19, Washington. 18, Denver. 17, Portland. 16, Utah. 15, the Bulls. 14, Minnesota. 13, OKC. 12, the Clippers. 11, Miami. 10, Milwaukee. 9, the Knicks. 8, the Cavs. 7, the Spurs. 6, the Pelicans. Oh, that would have been so good. Sixers at 5. Boston at 4. And then Rockets, Lakers, Warriors. 3, 2, 1. And then the Australian Player Watch. Look, there was a massive brawl for the that we've all probably seen. We posted the video early today. The big punch on at the FIBA World Championship qualifiers in Japan. Basketball Australia said that everyone was okay, but still it was pretty fucked to the point where it's like, I almost don't want to joke about it because it was so insane and crazy and someone could have gotten hurt. But still, the two best bits were obviously Andre Blatch and his piss-weak punches somehow being in the middle of it because he was a naturalized Filipino.
Well, he punches like a... Pro. He knows how to not get suspended
exactly.
Whilst being in the fight.
Pretty smart. And then Thon Maker out there kung fu fighting, which was pretty amazing. Out there Street Fighter fucking landing with the knee. You're going to go with the hard R. Hard R there, Thon Maker.
He's going to get suspended for a while.
He probably will. So Sobey and Kickett getting bashed is absolutely fucked, and I hope they sort this out ASAP. I think the Australian team are getting the shit out of Dodge very, very quickly as well, and I'm pretty sure the Philippines will probably get banned from FIBA International play for a year or two.
Oh, right. Yeah. And the Aussie guy that started it.
Yeah, the Aussie guy will probably get kicked. So Kickett was the one who came in with a flying elbow. And then, so Sobey got punched by a courtside fan. Like, it's fucking bananas. The key thing for Australia was that the coaches kept the bench on off the court. And whereas the Filipinos, it was like 40 motherfuckers just all jumping in. So tough. And that's going to get it all shit sorted out. So just quickly, finally, the Patty Mills Game Day Ball, a Game Day Inspiration Board. Today, Patty Mills dropped in for a nice little surprise visit to the men and women's New South Wales high performance teams for what turned out to be an awesome practice session. That's pretty bloody good. Patty Mills out there, just, you know, teaching some boys and girls out there in New South Wales how to fucking shred like a mad dog baller. On ya, Patty. And you know what? That's it for today. NBA Australia. Tim, thanks for coming on. This was awesome.
It's a great time to be alive.
How you feeling for your Lakers?
Confused. Really confused.
Is championship number 18 on the way?
Yeah, of course it is.
Nice one. All right, that's it for today. Stick around for the Delhi review at the end of this one. We'll be back later this week with more ridiculousness.
Wait, is he still reviewing movies?
Oh, yeah.
He's got to review Uncle Drew.
He's going to do it next week.
Awesome.
We'll get to that. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter, NBA Australia. Like us on Facebook. All the stuff is always going up all the time. We've got some NBA Australia Never Forgets popping off later this week. Check out NBAAustralia.com. There's always stuff going on there. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Chuck us a nice 5-star rating and review while you're at it. And tell a mate, would you? Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out House Hats, their new band. They're the best band in Australia. I've Been Broken is the song you heard during this episode, and it is an absolute pearl. I go hit them up on Triple J and go, oi, Nigged, play House Hats. I've Been Broken. It's fucking sick. And extra special thanks to the legends of Green, 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 Iowa, Fascinated, Dozer, Sex Jedi, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. And that's it. Tim?
Not say four. Say goodbye. Not five. Not six. Not seven.
I dig it. That's it. This is NBA Australia. See ya in a couple of days, you dickheads. NBA Australia saying, Lederhosen!
Oi, 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 how the fuck are you? It's old man Deli over here. Just got back to my hotel room here in Japan after we punched on with all those little Filipino blokes, eh? And I'll tell ya, just as well all me coaches and shit kept old mate Deli on the bench, I was ready to go fucking Tassie Devil mixed with Wolverine on those little pricks, eh? And how's that dickhead, Andre Blatch, right in the middle of it, mate? I'll tell ya, his punches are about as hard as my old granny from Maribara, mate. Just like, oh, what are you doing? What are you doing? But still, that biffo did actually remind me of the couple of times playing down the old Maribara footy club and my old mate Plugger, swinging at those pricks from Sunbury, eh? But that was probably a little bit more psycho, actually, because at least the footy, the fans didn't get involved with us. I'll tell ya, it's bloody mental, mate. Anyway, so we got back to the hotel, made sure everyone was okay, and then we knocked back a few frosts and, like, laughed at Thon and his fucking kung fu fighting and shit, mate. It's pretty fucking funny, I'll tell ya. So there you go, mate. Like, it was weird punching on with the Filipinos. It's like, oh, just settle down, bro. We're all here just to play basketball, mate. Like, what's going on and shit? They're like, nah, fucking bang on. But still, it was almost as bananas as my old best mate LeBron going to the Lakers, eh? I mean, how crazy is that? Like, wonder if he needs a backup point guard. I mean, see if we can't get those jokers to trade for old mate Deli over here and get some championship pedigree in there, eh? I mean, that'd be sick. Oh, I love LA. And it'll be like a damn sight warm in the bloody Milwaukee, I'll tell you that for free. Like, just wait till I'm a free agent again as well, though. Oh, it's gonna be money time for old mate Deli! So, yeah, come on, mate, I don't know. What else? Oh, I should do my review for you this week, shouldn't I? So, like, my old mate Mucker, like Kyrie, I'll send you some free tickies to the Uncle Drew movie, mate. And I'm like, oh, sick. So I'm going to go watch that this week. But in the meantime, I watched that new Tomb Raider movie on the plane up here to Japan. And, like, look, it wasn't as good as that one with Angelina Jolie or whatever in it, but it was like, it was all right. Like, that fucking, what's her name? Alicia Vikander has got a bigger six-pack than me, bro. It's fucking terrifying. But, like, anyway, it was fully sick and, like, oh, pretty fun, I guess. It gets, like, 12 out of 10 Deli ones, so give it a peep. Like, it's pretty fun as an action movie. And, like, that guy from, like, I don't know, a bunch of things who's got the greasy hair and shit was pretty good as the bad dude and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty sick. So, I don't know, give it a peep. Well worth your time. All right, that's it from me. I'm still alive and kicking. Don't you worry about that. And I'll talk to you next week on NBA Australia. All right, later, cunts. Deli out.